Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everyone. I am the church. You are the church. And we're together today. So we're the church together. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. Oh, hey, on this first Sunday of August. Hallelujah. Amen. It's first Sunday of August 2022. Hallelujah. And, I'll let Pastor Mom open before I start talking about things. So, Pastor Mom, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, last time we talked to you, you were 89. And now you're 90. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So Pastor Mom's going to greet us all and open us up in a word of prayer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. 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 Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us.
And forgive us trespasses.
As we forgive those,
as we forgive those
who trespass against us, and lead us not,
and lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us,
from evil.
For thine
is the kingdom and power and glory
forever. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's say our prayer together. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to 5. We're going to read that together because we're together. We are the church together. So together we're going to read Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. And then we'll go to, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with song. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. 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 Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And now most of you know who's been with us before, you know that the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge. Amen. To know more about him, his name, his character, and his nature. And so we've been doing that week after week, month after month, and the Lord has given us a direction with our pearls to ponder. So this month we have a new name, character, or nature each month, and this month is faith. Hallelujah. And we know that the Lord is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's the first thing I think about when I think about faith. So let's go to a couple of scriptures here. Galatians 3:23 and 1 Peter 1 and verse 5. Galatians 3:23, 1 Peter 1 and verse 5. Cain, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith, which should afterwards be revealed. Amen.
Amen.
And before faith came, hallelujah, we had to keep the law. And now faith has been revealed. Amen. And then 1 Peter 1 and verse 5 says, who are kept by the power of God through faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Hallelujah. So we know something about faith right now. We know that we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Now, we've had some things to be revealed already, and there's more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're looking for all that the Lord is doing. And we have a song that we're going to listen to this morning about I Have Kept the Faith.
Hallelujah.
Hey, the faith has kept me, and I've kept the faith. Amen. Let's listen to that.
I have fought the fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. I have kept the faith.
Hallelujah. Yes, we long for his appearing. Hallelujah. More is going to be revealed. Glory to God. Amen. Just keep the faith. Hallelujah. He is our faith. Amen. And we have kept the faith and the faith, glory to God. That's our pearl for to ponder today. We think about that. We're gonna meditate on that, Selah on that, think about that, and let the Lord tell us more. Amen. Amen. Let's go on to our declarations today.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we are hearing, well, I don't want to go there first. First, I want to just say thank all of you so much for honoring Pastor Mom. You know, her birthday was August the 4th, and we just had a big celebration on yesterday. And just had a wonderful time. So many people came to it, and those who were not able to come sent love and sent gifts to Pastor Mom and everything. That was a big day for you, right, Pastor Mom?
Yes.
It was a big day. Everything was so beautiful. If you have an opportunity to go out on Facebook, you can see our pictures out there. My brother, Pastor Mark McCoy, has some really nice pictures, and more people are putting pictures out from yesterday. And we had a caterer that helped us. Let me just say, you in the St. Louis area, you need a caterer. We had a very, very good caterer, Miss Mary. So let us know about it. And, you know, we'll get you in touch with her. You know, she did an excellent job, and the price was right. Amen. So it was just beautiful. And usually when we do something, you know, the family pitches in, and we work hard, and we get it done. We got a professional this time, and she did an excellent, excellent job. And we just felt like Pastor Mom was honored. And we, as the Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. So thank you all again. Thank you for the cards, the gifts, the Cash App, the flowers. Our living room's full of flowers here. And it's beautiful. The flowers, the plants. All kinds of good things that you all did. So we just praise God for each and every one of you. Amen. Amen. And Pastor Mom was just strong through the whole thing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now I'm going to say this. We kept her covered up. She was in a bubble. She had a mask on. A mask and a shield, and then when she took those off, she was in the bubble, so she could sit and eat and not have a mask or a shield on. And people honored her. They didn't go over hugging and kissing on her, but they let her know that she was loved. Amen. And we all feel good today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, while I'm talking so much, I want to say that Pastor Price is here with us.
Hallelujah.
Minister Amber, Minister Joy, we're all here together today. I don't know why that word together is doing something for me today. But we are together today. I think they're going to be with us a little bit longer, and we give God praise. We're just happy they're here. They were here yesterday and did so much. Pastor Price was our mistress of ceremonies yesterday, and she did an excellent job keeping everything moving. And then Minister Joy and Minister Amber, they were just a lot of times they're all legs and arms. Young legs. Amen. And so they ran around doing things, and they were there, you know, helping with everything that we needed. And we give God praise and glory for all of them being here. They just made Mom's birthday just so much so much more special being here with us. Praise God. Amen, amen. Let's go on to our declarations. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. That's Job 22 and 28. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. Now, you know, we've been doing declarations here, you know, at least a good, 3 years. The Lord has just told us to declare and decree some things. And we're starting to hear other ministries. It's not like they hadn't done it before, but it's just right now the Lord is leading well-known ministries to declare and to decree. Amen. So it's a season of what he's doing right now. And he wants his word to be out there. He wants his word to be spoken, you know, out of our mouth. I'm trying to think of, Pastor Price, what you said the other day. Oh, some things you got to say and some things you pray. Okay. Yeah, that was so good. That was on Pastor Price's Wednesday broadcast. She has a Zoom every Wednesday at 6 p.m. And she had given us a scripture. And that was sometimes you pray, and you're praying to God and making supplications, and then sometimes you got to say what he's already said and make a declaration. Praise God. That blessed me so much the other day when she was saying that. Amen. And so let's go on with our declarations today, because the word of God stands forever. All of these are based on the word of God in scripture. Amen. So I'm going to start in another place today. So repeat after me. God is on my side.
God is
with me now.
Who can be against me?
He has given me
everything I need.
For life and godliness. Therefore, I participate in his divine nature of love. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then let's do maybe a couple more. The Spirit of Truth comes to me. Teaches me all things, and he guides me into all truth. Therefore, I confess I have perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance that I come up against. And that I come up against, excuse me, y'all. Wait a minute. Thank you, Lord. Oh, and the last part is, for I ask for the wisdom of God. Amen. And that was from John 16:13 and James 1. In verse 59. Amen. Good morning, Minister Mary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? I was just thinking about you. Praise the Lord. Come on in. Oh, you just, okay. Well, we on the air. You might as well just say bye. This is my sister, Minister Mary. She's on her way back to Memphis. She tipped in to say bye. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for stopping by.
Love you, Mary.
I'm going to put you on mute just for a moment. I'll be right back.
Uh,
Praise the Lord. We're back on the air. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Oh, you know what? One thing I didn't say, I'm going to say that now, too. We had some excellent music yesterday. And I was talking about Miss Mary doing the catering, and she's local. My brother-in-law, Minister Lenny Yarbrough, plays the flute. He's out of Memphis, but he'll go anywhere. And he was, oh, the music was so wonderful. People were coming in thinking that the music was, electronic and stuff, but it was him playing. And, I mean, such a flow in the spirit. Amen. So we're going to say bye to Minister Mary. And we love you. You and your husband, Minister Lenny. And so we're praying right now, traveling mercies in the name of Jesus. Angels all around and about you all. Alertness on the road. Protection all around. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Love you.
Love you.
Love y'all.
Okay. Hey, love you. Well, praise the Lord. Let's do one more declaration. And I don't remember if I said the scriptures that went with that, but that was, I think I did say John 6:13, I remember, and James 1:5. I didn't say the first one. The scriptures were Romans 8:31, 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10:10, and 2 Peter 1:3-4.
Yes.
The last one, this is I like all of them, but this is my favorite one. So repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse.
From the curse.
Of the law.
Of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or
disease
to come
upon my body.
Every disease.
And every germ.
Allergy,
allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body function in the perfection that God created it to function, and I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Amen. And that's Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Now, I want to say something, and I say this with all glory to God and humility and really not even understanding how God does the things that he does, but just knowing that he loves us. And, you know, we went through COVID about 3 weeks ago. We went through it, in and out of it. And I know that these declarations had something to do with it.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I know the prayers have something to do with it. Now, I've seen Christians who have gotten COVID and who have died from it. I've seen that. I can't speak to what's going on in their lives. I can't speak to their relationship with the Lord. I just got a text last night that someone who's a very powerful woman of God, and we're praying for her right now in the name of Jesus. She's been diagnosed with COVID, her and her husband, and all of a sudden she had internal bleeding.
The blood of Jesus.
And
the blood of Jesus.
And and she's in the hospital now, and the last we heard, they couldn't get her blood pressure up because of this internal bleeding after she had been diagnosed with COVID. So I don't begin to understand everything that's going on in her body. All we can do is by faith, through faith, hallelujah, lift her up, lift her and her husband, lift their family up, and just, you know, pray for their complete and total healing, health, and wholeness,
yes,
in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus.
Brother.
And we thank you for doing it right now, Lord God.
Yeah, Lord God.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I thank God for the blessings that he's given to us, and I know we're not the only ones that's getting blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to some praise and worship.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. He is the mighty one, the holy one. We'll do some a little bit of Sister McDowell today. We saw her yesterday, her and her husband, Evangelist McDowell. They came to Pastor Mom's birthday celebration, her 90th birthday celebration, I keep saying it, yesterday. And we just had a really great time with them. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is Sister Charlene McDowell.
Give me strength.
Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Will never, never, ever lose its power. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, it reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. Hallelujah. The blood that gives me strength, you strength, all of us strength from day to day. It will never, ever, never lose its power. Hallelujah. Hope you're ready with your communion element. Amen. You got some bread, some crackers, some juice. If you don't have juice, you can even drink some water with the communion today. Amen. Hallelujah. But one thing we're going to do is we're going to do this in remembrance of him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Who died for us on the cross, knowing that his blood will never, ever, never lose its power. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So Pastor Mom's going to start off. We're in 1 Corinthians 11. And Pastor Mom's going to start us off at 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 23.
Hallelujah.
Well, I have
received
of the
Lord,
the Lord, that which also I deliver
unto you,
that the Lord Jesus and the same
night
I have fought,
in which
He was betrayed.
Took bread.
Now, you can read your next.
Okay. Starting at 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I have received of the Lord that which then, thank you, Pastor Mom. Thank you so much. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the blood of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Excuse me. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Father, we just thank you. We bless your name, Lord God. We thank you for giving us Jesus. Hallelujah. For him to come here, to come from heaven to earth, hallelujah, to show us the way, hallelujah, and from the earth to the cross, hallelujah, our debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, yes, we lift your name on high, and we remember you today. We remember what you did for us. You did it on purpose. This wasn't an accident or an incident, but this was a divine appointment that was scheduled from a long time ago. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. And, Lord, right now we thank you for your word that says that that we should judge ourselves. We should examine ourselves and judge ourselves. So, Lord God, we look at ourselves right now. Hallelujah. Knowing that there are things that we said we shouldn't have said, things that we've done we shouldn't have done, things that we should have said that we did not even say, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord God, we ask for forgiveness of those things that we have done or things that we have left undone. We ask you to forgive us right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, those thoughts, those intentions, those motives that are not of you, Lord God, and that don't give you any glory. We ask for forgiveness because we do understand that we have missed the mark. And, Lord, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your word that says that if we confess our sin, that you are faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We truly ask for forgiveness right now, Lord God.
Yes, Father.
We ask for forgiveness, Lord God, right now. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And your word says in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, yes, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you right now for cleansing us right now, right now, right now, right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. That immediate cleansing that takes those things, lifts burdens, lifts those burdens and the heaviness out of our heart, out of our mind. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that cleansing. Hallelujah. That every place we miss the mark, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you have forgiven us. And you are cleansing us right now, perpetually cleansing us. And we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, as we go, as we have this communion, that we are coming to you clean, not in and of ourselves, but we're coming through the blood of Jesus, through the word of God that has given us forgiveness. We give you praise and glory for that right now, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Father. Bless your holy name.
Amen. So get your communion element that represents the body of Christ in your hand right now.
Yes, your amen.
Hallelujah. We're having the hand is to her. I'll give it to her. We have, thank you, we have Minister Amber, who is serving us today. Thank you so much. Amen. I'll give this to you in just a moment. Amen. So as soon as we, that's not going to sit there. Amen. So get your representation of the body of Christ, and we're going to have it together. Amen. So let's partake. Lord, we thank you for your body that was broken for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And now, take your representation for the blood of Jesus. This is the blood of Jesus that was shed for us, for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Drink ye all of it. Let's drink together. Amen. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank God for the blood. Amen, amen. Now, after we have our time of giving and declaring, decreeing, and praying over our finances, we're going to go into our tag team preaching. Praise God. So you know what we do with our tag team preaching. You have 5 minutes, so you can bring a word, a scripture with a topic. You can read for us out of your devotional. Amen. And so, praise God. You can give a testimony of what the Lord has done. So you have 5 minutes to do that.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's go on to praying over our finances. I thank God. I thank God for these prayers over our finances. I know that he's doing something with it in the name of Jesus. I know that he has changed some things around because we have dedicated our finances to him. Amen. I know Pastor Price now got blessed in their finances this weekend. Hallelujah, where God did really a miracle to change things around as they were getting their rental car to come here. So, did you want to say anything? I know I'm putting you on the spot at the last minute.
Well, when you get a rental car and you come from Memphis, if you're not from out of town, we didn't know till this time we knew that they will charge a deposit, even with a credit card, they'll charge a deposit. But this time, and so Joy was prepared, had made sure that she would put a buffer for the deposit. But they put the deposit up to $400, besides what you would pay for the car. And it just wasn't in there. And in order to increase it on Joy's credit card, it takes usually a couple of days. But God, in his goodness and in his mercy, not only gave us favor with the car rental, but he also gave us favor with the credit card people. And then right before, while we were waiting the first time before down at the car rental place and we were waiting, I met one of the people that's responsible for giving out the cars. And me and her just got into it, just a Holy Ghost conversation. She loved the Lord. And so after we had to go back down and redo some things and get some things ready, when Joy went to pick up the regular car, the car we were going to get, she said, "Oh, no, you're not going to ride in this car. We're going to give you an upgrade." And so God did that. And we thank God for all that he did. We thank him for letting us be here for Mom's 90th birthday. We love you, Mom. We thank God for giving us traveling mercy and traveling grace as we came. And we just thank God for being with you all this morning. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, that was such a wonderful, wonderful testimony to see what God did financially, where a credit card company will help you and a car rental. And you know that's God. Amen. And so because our finances are dedicated to the Lord and we've committed our finances to the Lord, then he's more free to work on our behalf when it comes to our finances. Praise God. And I always say this, and I got this from the Lord. I had not heard anybody say this, but the Lord said it to me. Favor means more than money.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so you, when you have the favor of the Lord on you, because you've, because we've committed our finances to Him, then His favor just rises exponentially. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So let's, hallelujah. Let's say our prayer for finances. Repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. May I be a good steward of all that you give me and walk in total agreement as to how it's to be spent. Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you, and to be grateful for it.
I pray
that I will find it easy to give to you and to others as you have instructed in your word. Give me wisdom to handle money wisely. May I always be paid well for the work I do, and my money not be, and may my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it so that what I have and what I make will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but will
see
your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was trying to remember. I know something happened, and I was like, no, my money's not going to be stolen, lost, destroyed, or wasted in the name of Jesus. Oh, let me tell you this. This is what last year, and it was last year, Pastor Mom went into the hospital for just a little while in April, I think it was 2021. And we were going through so much at the time. We had her wallet, and we knew we were going to the emergency room, and apparently I put her wallet in a certain place, but I forgot where I put it because I had never put her wallet in that place before. And so after everything had calmed down, we couldn't find it, couldn't find the wallet. We called the hospital long after, and we said, do you have this wallet in your lost and found? And they said, no. They, you know, you could tell somebody checked, and they said no. But at the same time, I knew she had some cards in there, a debit card. I think maybe just a debit card in there, but she had an ID. A bunch of stuff was in there, but the Lord did not have me to call and cancel her debit card out, and nothing ever happened to the account or anything. And then at the beginning of this month, when we were getting ready to go to California, we realized that she would need her ID. So we, you know, went to the place, had a new ID done for her. And then as we were packing, getting ready to go to California, I opened up a bag that I guess I had not opened up in over a year. And there Mama's wallet was.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And it had some money in it. Screamed. Hallelujah. And I thought about this prayer, this declaration we've been saying, that the money would not be stolen, it won't be lost.
Amen. And so that, to me, that was like a miracle. Because this one little bag, and we were going to use it as a carry-on bag. And I guess at the time I was thinking, we're in the emergency room, so I'm going to take this bag with me and so I could roll a bag around.
Yes.
And just forgot I had put it in there. So I thank God he brings all things back to your remembrance. And he took care of some, but he said, like, don't report anything. It's been well over a year. And so I just thank God for that he's good. Amen. And I'm just led to pray right now. Lord, if anything appears to be lost,
yes,
for any of us,
yes,
and we can't remember where it is, can't figure out where it is, we know it's somewhere close. Lord God, we thank you for touching right now. Hallelujah. Have us to reach into something and find it at the right time, at the right place.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Have us to look a certain place and find it, even if we're looking for something else and we're not even looking for that.
Yes,
we
Father.
Thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I just hear the Lord say, just be at peace. I'm going to show you where it is. I'm going to show you exactly where it is. So just be at peace. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and just follow me and just wait on me, and you're going to find it soon and very soon, saith the Lord. Whatever it is, whether it's money, whether it's jewelry, whether it's documents, whatever it is, find it soon and very soon, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, we give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So there are three ways that you could give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. That's via our Cash App. And the Cash App is $ESLCCC. And we did get some Cash Apps where on the four, you put for Pastor Mom's birthday. So we thank God for that. Amen, amen. You know, once you do the Cash App, you could say for tithes and offerings or, you know, whatever you're giving to is either tithes or offerings or to me or Pastor Mom. Amen. You can, if you're in the building, we're in 2E, you can give at the door via mail. You can make your check payable to ESLCCC. And, our address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri. Amen. And somebody even came over and dropped the card off at with the doorman, and we got that as well. So you can do that, and that works well here.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. So let's pray over our tithes and offerings.
Thank you, Father.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up those who are tithers,
yes,
who are giving that 10% of what they've gotten in, Lord God, and
yes,
trusting you.
Yes,
trusting you.
Trust
that after they've given 10%, that the 90% they have left, that you're going to take that and open up the windows of heaven, pour out blessings that's too much for them to or us to receive, and then on top of that, rebuke the devourer for our sakes,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. We thank you for doing that, Lord, right now. And then for the givers, you said, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God. There have been a lot of people giving unto Pastor Mom's bosoms lately.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And so we give you, God, all the glory, honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 that says that, hallelujah, that you'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. So we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
and amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we're going to get ready to get into our tag team preaching. You know, my mind is doing something right now. My mind is in two different places. Since Pastor Price's church, the Memphis Covenant Faith, was doing the service last week, part of my mind is saying we're doing tag team now, and part of my mind is saying this is the Memphis Covenant Faith. But I know that this is our tag team preaching today. Amen. Amen. So let's hear a little song here before we get into our tag team preaching. Amen. And I'm still listening for the Lord to say where we going today, but we're going to hear a little song today. Y'all know I like Minister Joy Bryan. I could hear her every weekend. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. He's going to give us something real good as we go into our tag team preaching. Okay, here's Minister Joy Bryant. Let's hear her today.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hey! I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord. Everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you.
I've got to
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let your good and perfect will be done in my life and all of our lives. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We bless your holy name as we go into our tag team preaching today in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we have seen you put messages together where everything just flows together, even though we have not talked to one another. The messages, your word just flows together by your spirit. And so we thank you in advance for it, Lord God, that as one speak today, that the message will come together like a wonderful puzzle. And we'll see the picture of what you're saying to us. And we give you glory for it now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We're going to start today with our very own Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. And if you know Pastor Mom, the one thing you should know is her favorite scripture. It was mentioned yesterday. Pastor Mark got up. We had people get up and make comments about Pastor Mom and give a scripture about her. Well, what he talked about was Mom's favorite scripture, and that is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And she has memorized that scripture. She has hidden it in her heart, and she lives by it. So, Pastor Mom, let's hear it. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust
in the Lord and all,
with all your
heart. And lean
not
to your own understanding.
In all your ways.
In all your ways.
Acknowledge
him.
And he?
And he will.
Direct.
You pass.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I wasn't ready for my cheers this morning, but here we go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, amen. Press your number one key and get in the queue, and we'll open a line up for you. So, in the queue right now is Minister Joy and Minister Amber. So, and I see their number one key pressed. If you have pressed your number one key, I do not see it. Amen. So send me a text and let me know, okay, that you're in the queue and you're ready for tag team preaching. Amen. So, you know, send me a text and let me know. All right. So we're going to go ahead and start with Minister Joy. Amen. Welcome, Minister Joy.
Welcome. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do hear you.
Okay. It's not an echo.
Is Amber in with you?
No.
Okay. Okay, you're fine.
Okay. Today's message is strength to let go. Strength to let go. Today's Bible reading comes from Isaiah 40, 28-31. That's Isaiah 40, 28-31. It says, the everlasting God will not grow tired or weary. Isaiah 40, 28. Now, once known as the world's strongest man in America, weightlifter Paul Anderson set a world record at the 1956 Olympics. in Melbourne, Australia, despite a severe inner ear infection.
Excuse me, Minister Spike. I'm not hearing you too well. Can you get a little closer, girl?
Okay.
And you're doing so good. Okay, get started. Go ahead and finish.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Is this better?
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
Okay. Paul Anderson set a world record at the 1956 Olympics in Melbourne, Australia, despite a severe inner ear infection and a high fever, falling behind front runners, his only chance for a gold medal, a new Olympic record in his last event. His first two attempts failed badly. So the burly athlete did what even the weakest among us can do. He called on God for extra strength, letting go of his own. As he later said, it wasn't making a bargain. I needed help. With his final lift, he hoisted 413.5 pounds over his head. And I'm going to turn to scripture, Isaiah 27 through 31. And it says, why would you ever complain, O Jacob, or whine, Israel, saying, God has lost track of me. He doesn't care what happens to me. Don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's creator of all you can see or imagine. He doesn't get tired out, doesn't pause to catch his breath, and he knows everything inside and out. He energizes those who get tired, gives fresh strength to dropouts. For even young people tire and drop out. Young folks in their prime stumble and fall. But those who wait upon God should renew their strength. They should spread their wings and soar like eagles. They should run and don't get tired. And they walk and don't lag behind. That is Isaiah 31. As the prophet Isaiah declares, the Lord gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Now, Paul, the apostle of Christ wrote, when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12:10. Paul was speaking of spiritual strength, but he knew that God's power was made perfect in weakness. What was the path to such strength? Abiding in Jesus. Apart from me, you can do nothing, he said in John 15:5. As a weightlifter, Anderson often said, if the strongest man in the world came one day without the power of Jesus Christ, where does that leave you? To find out, you can release your dependence on your own strength and asking God for his strength and prevailing help. And it says, say this prayer. It says, mighty God, my strength lies with you. You give me your strength to carry on each and every day. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that word. Hallelujah. Amen. Calling on the Lord for strength. Strength to let go. Hallelujah. To let go and let God. Amen. So calling on the Lord for extra strength. Hallelujah. That was such a good word. And knowing that apart from him, we can't do anything anyway.
Hallelujah.
And this guy, with all that he was going through, inner ear problems and all of that, he asked God for strength. He trusted God for the strength.
Amen. And he lifted 413.5 pounds over his head. Woo! And when he was going through at his weakest point. And so we just thank God. We thank and praise God for that word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Joy. Amen. Just want to encourage any of you to press your number one key for tag team preaching. Amen. Remember now, you can just share your devotional, something you read last week as you were going through your devotional that blessed you, something that blessed you as you were going through the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So press your number one key. We're going on to Minister Amber now.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Welcome, Minister Amber.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be a part of the service today. My message today.
Okay. We don't hear you very well. Minister Amber. It's very, very, and I have my phone all the way up. I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. My message for today. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay, my message for today is the great favor of God. And God left this on my heart because he has just shown so many favorite moments throughout our whole lives, and it's so important to consistently receive his great favor and to receive it in that that we tell of the good times and the favor that he gives us. You must know that God's divine favor is always working on our behalf. It is an awesome example of his great power and love manifested for us. God desires that we succeed in every single area of our lives, and we need his favor to do that. And God's divine favor is an essential ingredient in the life of every single one of us. And it gives us overflowing and abundant, to live an overflowing and abundant life that he wants us to have. And we can always count on God for his great favor. We must know that God's great favor is a free gift. It is part of our inheritance to do great and mighty things in his kingdom. And we must know that God's favor brings supernatural increase, promotion, restoration, honor, and many other benefits. And I have five quick benefits of God's favor. But before I get to those, I just want to say a quick favor moment for me is before I go places, I always ask for God's great favor. And I really wanted to reach from half and half milk but one time at the grocery store recently, but I could not reach it. So a nice employee came and tried to go in the freezer area, but they couldn't reach it because it was other things blocking it. So then all of a sudden, a group and a team of like three or four employees came up and they said, we're going to get you this half and half. So one even stood up on the railings of the freezer part and got a stick and pulled it towards me and handed it to me. And I knew that was a great God favor moment because they did not have to care like that, but God caused them to care. And just like God gave me that favor moment, he will give us each and every one of us his great favor every single day. And the first thing you must know about God's favor is that God's favor produces supernatural increase and promotion. Genesis 39:21 reads, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. It doesn't matter where we are, even in the places that we don't think people like us, no matter what, God will still show us his great favor because he showed him favor in prison. And God does that same thing for us, shows us favor everywhere we go. The second thing is we must know that God's favor causes our assets to be increased, especially in the area of real estate. And it says in Deuteronomy 33:23, about Naphtali, he said, Naphtali is abounding with the favor of the Lord and is full of his blessings. He will inherit southward to the lake. So how much more have we inherited all land, every single provision that God has for us? We have more than just southward of the lake. God wants us to have multiple real estate, multiple owned land, and so much more. That's a part of God's favor package for us. And the third thing is you must know that God's favor produces prominence and preferential treatment. And one of my favorite scriptures is in Esther 2:17. And it reads, now the king was attracted to Esther more than to any of the other women, and she won favor, his one is favor and approval more than any of the other virgins. So he set a royal crown on her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. And I always love this scripture because it doesn't matter if we try to count ourselves out or don't try to speak negative things to us. God's favor will cause us to stand out in the midst of the seemingly unlikely, still cause us to stand out. God gave Esther favor that the king was attracted to her and drawn to her and made her queen. And that's how great God's favor works. And number four is, we must know that God's favor causes policies, rules, regulations, and laws to be changed in reverse for our advantage. And that really sounds like the story that Mom was telling us about this weekend. And it also says in Esther 8:5, it says, Esther said, if it pleases the king, she said, and if he regards me with favor and thinks it's the right thing to do, and if he is pleased with me, let an order be written overruling the dispatches that Haman, son of Hammedatha the Agagite, devised and wrote to destroy the Jews in all the king's provinces. So God granted her favor to come boldly before the king, which he didn't have to receive her. He didn't have to listen to her. Because just the way God gave her favor with him, that he listened to her and overruled what Haman was trying to do. And lastly, we must know that God's great favor produces battles won, which we do not have to fight because God fights them for us. In Psalms 44:3, it says, it was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you love them. And God loves us so much. Anything, any favor moments, any favor in our lives, any good thing, and every victory comes from God. And that's a part of God's favor package for us. So I pray for each and every one of us today that we continue to receive God's favor and expect God's favor everywhere we go. It doesn't matter where we are, what things look like, but we can receive it and accept it in and through faith. So I pray that for favor for each and every one of you, and God bless you all.
Amen. The great favor of God. Thank you, Minister Amber. Amen. I feel like, it's not every Sunday that the Lord has me say during our time of praying over our finances that favor means more than money. Amen. And just listening to, the five things that you said, it just really solidifies that word that I heard, that favor means more than money. Hallelujah. It brings increase to assets and real estate and prominence and preferential treatment, policies change, rules, regulations change, and he fights our battles. Thank you. Thank you so much for that word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. The great favor of God. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen. Now, I don't see anyone else with your number one key press to do tag team preaching today. I know Pastor Price is sitting right here with us in the room, so she wouldn't have her number one key on.
press today. But anyone else, please feel free to press your number one key. If you've already pressed it, I don't see you. And so you can, you know, text me and let me know. In the meantime, we'll go ahead and give it to Pastor Price so we can hear the word through her.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Apostle. And thank you. And I love you, Pastor Mom. It's so good to be in the room with you, Pastor Mom.
All right.
All right. Glory to God. Thank God for those two words that just came through, through Mom first in Proverbs 3:5-6, through joy, strength to let go. Hallelujah. And Amber, the great favor of God, about God's favor package. God has so many packages for us. I thank
Hallelujah.
God for who he is in our lives. One of the things is the word that God has impressed upon my heart to share in these next 5 minutes is that it's still so very important in our lives to know who we are. You know, we talk about the different packages that come with God. Like Amber was talking about God's favor package. Really, Joy was talking about God's strength package. Well, God says still continue to talk about our identity in Christ Jesus, because how we see ourselves will determine the direction for our lives. I'm going to say that again. How we see ourselves determine the direction for our lives. And that, the Lord was saying that is so very, very important. He was reminding me that whenever ones like Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman, even though they were enslaved people, they knew they were human beings. They knew that they were somebody just like anybody else was somebody. And then even as the time continued on, every time I get to County Cullen's poem, and it says, black child, do you know who you are? Do you know who you really, really are? And the Lord, for me, this is a personal thing. I've been asked to my face, who are you? As if, I didn't have any validity to them or I didn't have any right to say anything. They would ask me, who are you? And so the Lord said, you've got to have it so down inside of you who you are and who I say that you are to be able to go forward in him. And one of the focuses that God has me kind of focusing on about who we are and who we are is he begins to talk to me about the benefits of righteousness, our right standing with him. Do you know that when you're, because I'm going to say this, when we were coming up, You wouldn't, somebody said, well, are you righteous? Well, somebody said, well, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. Well, we have been a sinner. We are saved by grace, but we have a new identity when we come into Christ Jesus. And there are benefits to being having that new identity. Well, my husband's job, he belonged to the union, the I Am Union. And one of the things when we moved down to the south to Memphis, when we go get our taxpayers, would always be, you belong to I Am, to the union I Am? And he said, yes, he belonged to the union. There were great benefits to belonging to a union. And even one of the things was to even get a pension when they retired. There are benefits. So as a benefit of righteousness, God wants to remind us that we have benefits. It can change the direction for our lives. The benefits of right standing with God, of being righteous. Remember, first of all, in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21, it says that Jesus made a great exchange for you and me. He took on our sins and gave us his royal robes of righteousness. In Isaiah 61, verse 10 and 11, it talks about those robes of righteousness. We are now through Jesus Christ. We don't have that. We're not just an old sinner. Now, we have now a new identity. You and I, we have on his wrong robes of righteousness. Yes, in Isaiah 64 and verse 6 says, our own righteousnesses are as a filthy rag, just like a stinking filthy rag. No matter what we put on, I don't care if it's white, but we're not in Christ, and we don't have on his wrong robes. Anything apart from Christ, our own doing, hallelujah, is like a filthy rag. But in Christ, we have a new identity, which is we become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now, why is that so important? Because there are benefits. Say with me, there are benefits to to being righteous in Jesus Christ.
There are benefits to being righteous in Jesus Christ.
Now, I want to challenge you, and God said to challenge each one of us to go through the benefits, the great benefits of being righteous. Listen, the word righteous is interchanged with just, J-U-S-T, the just, and also the upright. Anywhere in the Bible that you begin to talk about the just, the righteous, the upright, and then they'll begin to give the benefits. My two favorite passages of scripture about the righteous, one is in Psalms 34. When you get Psalms 34 and verse 17 says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. God, so you're having some trouble. You know, thanks to God, I've been in trouble. I've had some trouble in my life. Glory to God. But he tells me, if you'll cry out to me, the Lord says, then I'll hear. Well, we were at that airport, and they had told us what we could not do. I cried out to God. And our crying out is not a crying out of begging God. No, we're saying, Lord, you're my help. What? Jesus, help me. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's one of my, and it's several places through the Bible where it says, whosoever shall call. God said, cry out to me. You're in me. You're righteous. Ask me to help with your children. Ask me to help in your marriage. Ask me to help in your mind. Ask me to help in your finances. I'm right here. Then in verse 19 of Psalms 34, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. God, so many things may come your way, but you can count on it because you're righteous in me. I will deliver you out of them all.
Yes.
I also learned one of our favorite scriptures that we pray in Isaiah 54 and verse 17. It says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against you in judgment, you shall decree and declare to be in the wrong. For this is your heritage. And then he says this, and your righteousness is of me. God said, because you're right. Yeah, there is a difference between the wicked and the righteous. People will get offended and get mad. And they want to say, well, there's no difference in you and me. Yes, it is. If you're in Christ, we're with his royal robes of righteousness upon us. And there are benefits. Then the last one I want to challenge you to look at, I challenge you to go through the Bible and look at and write it down, those of you who are serious about this thing, wherever it says about the righteous, and say, that means me. That's me in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Then I go to I call this the righteousness chapter in Proverbs 10. It is so full of the benefits of the righteous. In Proverbs 10, it says, verse 2, treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death. God, because of you being hid in him, his righteousness in and on you will deliver from death.
Yes.
Then it says in verse 3, the Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. God said, I'm not going to allow you to famish. You're not going to starve to death. He said, you're in me, says the Lord. Glory to God. Then in verse 6, this is the same chapter, chapter 10 of Proverbs 10, blessings upon the head of the just, that's the righteous, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. See, God said, there's a difference in those who are wicked and those who are mine. Then in verse 7, it says, the memory of the just or the righteous is blessed. God said, your memory will be blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Then in verse 11, it says, the mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Our mouths are well of life. Then it goes down to verse 16, the labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. God says when you labor, even the little things that you do, it's going to tend to life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then, hallelujah, verse 20, and I love this one, the tongue of the just, the tongue of the righteous is as choice silver. Whenever I see silver anywhere, whether it's a silver car, whatever it is, I think about that verse in Proverbs 10:20, that my tongue is as choice silver. If you're righteous, your tongue is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. Going on down, it says in verse 22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it.
Oh,
under that, that was underlined. That didn't have the word just in it.
But it's good, it is.
Good, it is. Verse 24 says, the fear of the wicked is going to come upon him. claim that. Say with me, Lord, I'm righteous through Jesus Christ.
Lord, I'm righteous through Jesus Christ.
And my desire.
And my desire.
Will be granted.
Will be granted.
Now I'm going to drop on down very quickly. Verse 28 says, the hope or the expectation of the righteous shall be gladness. God says, your expectation as a righteous one shouldn't be sadness and sorrow, but gladness. I'm going over my time. But the expectation of the wicked shall perish. These last ones. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction will be to the workers of iniquity. Verse 30 says, the righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. And verse 31 says, the mouth of the just or the righteous bringeth forth wisdom, but the forward tongue shall be cut out. And the last one is, the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable. We can claim that. Lord, my lips know what is acceptable to speak, but the mouth of the wicked speaking forwardness. So the Lord would say today that we got to know why our lives will follow whatever, how we see ourselves. We have to see ourselves as righteous ones, and the direction of our lives will change because we know that there's something special about us, but only in Christ and in his righteousness, and we claim that. God bless you today. Turn it back over to you, Apostle.
Amen.
Went over my time, but let's turn it back over.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, we just thank God that it is important for us to know who we are. Hallelujah. And when we see ourselves, how we see ourselves determines our very direction. Amen. And then there's benefits in knowing who we are, knowing that we are just, we are upright, and we are righteous in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that Proverbs 10 is just full of those righteous. Just full of the, to let us know who we are and the direction that the Lord has for us. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Well, hallelujah. I don't see anyone else with their number one key press. I'm checking my text messages here. Amen, amen. So remember, you don't just necessarily, have to preach something. Remember, you can share your devotional. If you know a song, let us know in advance. We'll have the song queued up so we can hear that song and see, what it means to you and everything. Amen. So since we do have a little time, I'm just going to just go over this scripture just for a few moments that this just blessed me so much when I read it. And then the Lord keeps adding more to it. I know that there's going to be a time where I'm just going to some time and, release this word the way that he's given it to me. But this scripture, Ezekiel 37 and verse 14, Ezekiel 37 and verse 14, and it talks about, this is in the middle of the dry bones situation. Amen. And before, to see what the Lord is doing during the dry bones. And the word says in Ezekiel 37:14, and shall put my spirit in you.
Hallelujah.
And ye shall live. And I shall place you in your own land.
Hallelujah.
It's so much in that. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. That's just been standing out to me. It's so much in there, but I'm going to focus on, then ye shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. So he said, I said it, and then I'm saying I said it.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it says, the Lord has spoken it and performed it. And, you know, the Lord was talking to me, and I'm talking to you today.
Yes.
What has the Lord said to you?
Thank you, Lord.
The things that the Lord has said to you that seem so totally impossible.
Yes, Lord.
There are things that God has said to me that I know that I know that I know that he and only he alone can perform it.
Yes.
Nobody can perform what he has said to me.
Hallelujah.
What he has spoken to me. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And as I began to ponder on that, there's other scriptures that have blessed me so much.
Yeah.
Psalm 29, verses 4 through 11. I'm just going to say a little bit of that.
Oh, hallelujah.
This is what the Lord has spoken. And when the Lord spoke, what happened?
Yeah.
Psalm 29, verses 4 through 11. The voice of the Lord is powerful.
Yes.
The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Cedars are big.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Yes.
His voice broke them up. Amen. Yay. The Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. So it says, we ain't talking about no little cedars here. We talk about big cedar trees here.
Yes.
In Lebanon, you know, like in the, what is that park where they have the oldest trees?
Uh-huh.
The trees are so big you could drive through the trees.
Uh-huh.
And stuff. This is the kind of thing that when the Lord speaks, those big old trees has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yes.
They're broken. They're broken up.
Yes.
He makes them also to skip like a calf.
Hallelujah.
So I don't care how big it is, when the Lord starts speaking, them things start skipping.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Lebanon and Syria like a young unicorn. Verse 7 of Psalm 29, the voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire.
Oh, hallelujah.
The voice of the Lord, I'm going back to Ezekiel 37:14. Then shall ye know I, the Lord, have spoken it.
Yes.
And performed it.
Yes.
So when he begins to speak, he even speaks to the flames of fire. We speak to all in flame, by the Spirit of God, we speak to all in flames of fire that's burning down in Texas,
yes,
that's burning in California. And the places, hallelujah, where things are flaming up and burning, and this is the season where it happens.
Yes.
Hallelujah. By the voice of the Lord, we speak to those flames and say, you divide,
hallelujah,
and come to naught in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
the
Jesus.
Voice of the Lord has spoken it and performed it.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. Now, and the Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh.
Hallelujah.
The wilderness is big.
Yeah.
It's another big thing.
Yes.
Amen. And when he speaks to it, it's shaken.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then the voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve. Something going to be birthed when he speaks.
Come on now.
Amen.
Oh,
he has spoken it,
oh,
and performed it.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Something's going to be birthed out, born new. Old things become new. Hallelujah. And discovereth the forest. Hallelujah. And in his temple, those everyone speak of his glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we speak of his glory, he starts performing stuff for us.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the Lord sitteth upon the flood. Well, we know a little bit about flood over here in St. Louis.
Oh, hallelujah.
He sit up. I saw him sit on the flood for me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
I'm telling you, I saw it. I saw it. I saw it. I should have been caught in the flood. He wouldn't even let it happen.
Thank you, Dad.
Yes, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people.
Hallelujah.
The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So that's just a little bit of what the Lord has just laid on my heart that I wanted to share. There's more that he's given to me. I got more scriptures on this page, but I just wanted to share that little taste and just say it like, Selah, think about this. Let it roll through your mind some.
Yes, Lord.
I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it.
Hallelujah.
What he said to you, what he said to me may seem impossible.
Yes, Lord.
But he shall perform it. He already has done it. It's just yet to be manifested. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So
oh,
we,
Lord,
we just thank you, Lord God.
So much. Daddy.
We praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so I do have a word that goes with all the words that were said today.
All right.
I was like, really, Lord? This is wonderful. Okay, so let's go back to Pastor Mom. Amen. So we're by way of review and by way of the Lord has said this is like a puzzle today. And that he's putting it all together for his glory. So Pastor Mom started off with trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So then with Minister Joy, connecting the puzzle together, we trust God for strength.
Amen.
Amen. The man in the Olympics in 1956, he trusted God for his strength, even though his body was going through. And then we got to Minister Amber, the great favor of God. Hallelujah. So we trust God for his favor, his favor that's going to bring increase, his favor that's going to cause assets to increase, his favor that's going to produce prominence and, hallelujah, preferential treatment. Hallelujah, his favor that changes policies, rules, and regulations, and his favor battles. So we trust God for his favor in all those instances. And then we get to Pastor Price. We trust God for our identity. Hallelujah. And when we have our identity in him, we have our direction. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And then closing with what I just said, that we have to trust that God has spoken it and performed it.
Hallelujah.
No matter how impossible it looks, God spoke it. God performs it. God spoke it. God performs it.
Hallelujah.
And so we trust him for all that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, Pastor Mom, you got us started today. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And so as we get ready to close, first of all, we want to thank God for all of you for being here and listening. And there may be someone here who says, I don't know if I trust God like that. Well, then start right here. Trust God for your salvation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The word of God says, and this was Jesus talking, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Yes, Lord.
And then Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. So God has spoken this word. He's the one that's going to perform it. Amen. And the only thing that you need to do, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, is to receive him. Hallelujah. You need a heart and a mouth
Hallelujah.
To be able to receive the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You receive him in your heart, and you declare it and speak it out of your mouth.
Yes, Lord.
So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me, and that God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart.
Come into
my life.
Be my
Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way. And help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved. I'm born again. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And we want to pray for you. We thank God right now for your life, that you are saved. You are born again. You are redeemed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we pray over you right now that the precious Holy Spirit, that God will fill you to overflowing with his precious
yes.
Holy Spirit and with power right now, power to live right, power to do right, power to walk right, power to read the word of God, hallelujah, and understand it every time you read it because he's sitting there with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Power to speak in your heavenly language in the name of Jesus and change the atmosphere in you and all around and about you. We thank God for that for you
yes.
right now
yes.
in Jesus' name. And now we want to invite you to come to a Bible-believing church. We are the church together. We're all over, but we're still the church together. So you can go in your neighborhood and go to a church service in your neighborhood.
Yes.
Amen. And you can also be a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. We meet here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church where our dear Pastor Mom is the senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Mondays, every Monday, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, and it's 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And Dr. Lorraine Navarro helps to teach us how to dig into the Word of God, and she digs into the Word of God. On Tuesday is our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And we have those who volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. Nothing like it. Nothing like hearing God speak to you. Amen. Because when he speaks it, he performs it.
Yes,
glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On Wednesday, only the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service.
Yes.
Amen. And I don't know if I said, but I'm going to go back to Tuesday and say 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And all of our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, you call the same number, 516-418-5699.
Yes.
Now, the second Wednesday of every month, and it seems like it's getting quicker and quicker, but it's the
yes.
second Wednesday of every month, and we thank God for that. The second Wednesday of the month is this Wednesday,
yes. Yes.
August the 10th, and that's our healing service, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and our co-host, our Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. And I'm telling you, people are getting healed. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, tell your friends, tell your family to come on. If you need healing,
yes.
amen, come on. It's something about us joining together where the healing is just manifested.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I know God can just heal through you just praying for yourself. I know he can do that. And he'll also do it as you gather together. as we gather together. Amen. So that's this Wednesday, August the 10th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. Praise God. That's at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Now, we have some plans for that night. I'll just say, come on and meet us. Amen. 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what we have planned. I'm just going to step out by faith. Things are still coming together.
Yeah.
But what we plan is to have a Christian mechanic to be with us. He's not only a mechanic, but he owns a car repair shop.
Yes.
So first we want to talk to him about his relationship with the Lord.
Yes.
And then we want to have him to talk to us about mechanical things with our car. And, you know, so come with some questions. I have a group of questions to get us started with him. And he's going to tell us some things that's going to help us with our cars. Amen. Because God cares about everything that we care about. Glory, hallelujah. Okay, so that's it with our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. So we're going to go ahead and get ready to close. If anybody has any remarks, we still have a few more moments. You can press your number one key and encourage the speakers today. Pastor Price, do you want to make any comments?
I just thank God for every one of the words that came forth. And then with the wonderful word at the end, when you gave that word at the end, I thank God. I've studied in Ezekiel when they were at the place in Ezekiel 37 where he had Ezekiel to prophesy three times. But the third time was involving that verse that you spoke today, where they had lost hope. They didn't have any hope.
Mm-hmm.
But because he said that to them, what did he say? Mm-hmm. He's done what? He's spoken and he will perform it.
Amen.
And that's why the word is so pregnant, you know?
Yeah.
And it just stood out even the more to me today. So I thank God for the word that came through Joy and Amber and through myself, and then that word that came through you. God bless.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to God.
Minister Rachel wanted to say something. She had pressed her number one key. Minister Rachel and family, welcome.
Hi. God gave me a song. I was downstairs singing, and then I ran upstairs. So it's a song to remind us because we are in him. We are in Christ. It goes like this. I can hear it. It's, the battle is not mine, it's the Lord. The battle is not mine, it's the Lord. The battle is not mine, oh, the battle is not mine. The battle is not mine, it's the Lord. Hallelujah. The battle is not ours, it's his. When we gave our life to Jesus, he took our battles. All we have to do is obey him, praise his holy name each day, and just keep our minds off of what's going on around us or what's being said around us. It just get it on him. And it's what he's reminding me because I just thank him. So many prayers have been prayed over me, the prayers that will come to pass. And there are other things that have dropped off for me because I don't receive the other stuff. But the enemy tried to make me look at it because stuff, when people started praying good blessings over me, it seemed like things were, I say the blood of Jesus against it, was getting worse, like 10 times worse, especially last year and now in this year. So I'm like, God, I believe in your blessings. I'm going to keep on holding on. And he keeps saying, praise me.
Yeah.
The battle is, and he reminds me in this song, the battle is not mine, it's the Lord's. Just thank him for fighting the battle. Thank him for taking the battle. Thank him for fighting it mightily. Like you said, there is only things that God can get us out of. That, I mean, I know I paraphrased what you said. But we are literally in a situation that only the Lord God Almighty can intervene. No one else can. Only
That's
he
right.
can. And if he
Amen.
Don't help us, then we doomed. But we know he chooses to help us. So it's going to come to pass. So
Amen.
I just mistaken. So God bless you all. Stay encouraged. May He keep y'all strong. And I am very encouraged by everything from every blessing that He has had speak. And may He strengthen you all a billion times over in Jesus' name. Amen. For the virtue He had to come out of y'all. And I give Him praise for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God bless Pastor Mom. I know she had a beautiful time, and I know she's still having a blessed time. And may God keep her strong in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We want to hear your song. Come on, let's go.
One more time?
Yeah.
You want to hear it again? Oh, the
one
battle
more.
Is not mine, it's the Lord. The battle is not mine, it's the Lord. The battle is not mine, no, the battle is not mine. The battle is not mine, it's the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God, and we're in total agreement. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Amen. Well, God bless you all. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom, you have
time. This is all just coming.
It was all good.
It was all good. Right?
Amen. 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 So go ahead and close us out, Pastor Mom.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we absent.
While we're absent.
One by one.
One from another.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God bless you all. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. Amen and amen.